And it's hour number three of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. This is the hour we generally do pre-war recordings. This particular hour, this week, we're going to concentrate on the records of a guy. He was a British cartoonist and a graphic artist, Francis Wilford Smith. He was also a blues record collector. And, well, one of the things that everybody seems to get a kick out of in blues circles was that he was a cartoonist who had cartoons in Playboy magazine back when that was still in print. And somewhere, I think this might have been the early 80s, Bruce Baston had an affiliate label to Fly Right and all the other things he had. He started a series called Magpie. And what they did was they put out, I think it was something like 21, maybe two dozen LPs, because there weren't CDs at this point, of blues piano players. And it was great because these were all from Francis Wilford Smith's collection, and he had very clean copies of most of this stuff. And some of them, they broke up by the label. If you were a blues pianist and you were on the Vocalion label, then you were on one volume, or if you were on Paramount, you were over there, or Brunswick. So that's, and then they also had things, there were volumes devoted to Leroy Carr, believe Little Brother Montgomery. I'm trying to think, Walter Roland, I think, also had one. I don't have the records anymore because about a half a dozen of them came out on CD, and I also had everything covered, though not quite as cleanly playable copies, on the Document label with Johnny Parth. But I did manage to hang on to the half dozen CDs of the Magpie Piano series that came out. That's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to sides first from the Vocalion label, 1928 through 1930, and then we're going to listen to sides from the Paramount label from 1928 through 1932. So again, keep in mind as we do all these are all great blues pianists, and these all come from the collection of Francis Wilford Smith. By the way, Francis Smith was exactly 25 years older than I am. He was born March 12th, my birthday, 1927. I was born in 1952. He died of Parkinson's in December 4th of 2009. And I was putting together my book, Pioneers of the Blues Revival, at that point, and was trying to get in touch with him, but he was in such bad shape from Parkinson's that he really wasn't able to conduct an interview at this point. Died at the age of 82. Let's give it some listen here. These are great blues pianists, the greatest in the genre's history, and they're nice, clean copies, most of them here. We'll start off, Pinetop Smith.
Well, hello, Pinetop. What are you doing sitting around here with your head hung down, looking so sad?
I just think about all these piano players going around here making big money playing on these records.
Well, why don't you play on some of these records?
That's a good idea, boy. I believe I start rehearsing right now.
Thank you.
Get it.
You told me, honey, you were going away. You didn't tell me you were going to stay. You need to go no further, 'cause I've got another, and this is all I have to say. No use in knocking 'cause you can't come in. No use in knocking 'cause you can't come in. No use in knocking 'cause you can't come in. Maybe that you can't come in. No use in hollering 'cause you can't come in. No use in knocking 'cause you can't come in. No use in knocking 'cause you can't come in. Maybe that you can't come in. No use of talking 'cause you can't come in. No use of talking 'cause you can't come in. No use of talking 'cause you can't come in. Maybe that you can't come in. I got another and you can't come in. I got another and you can't come in. I got another and you can't come in. Baby, that you can't come in. I'm busy cooking and you can't come in. I'm busy cooking and you can't come in. I'm busy cooking and you can't come in. Baby, that you can't come in. Well, let's have a time. Crowded and you can't come in. The house is crowded and you can't come in. The house is crowded and you can't come in. Maybe that you can't come in. Call all the law but you can't come in. Call all the law but you can't come in. Call all the law but you can't come in. Maybe that you can't come in. Call that chief police, you can't come in. Call up the chief police, you can't come in. Call up the chief police, you can't come in. Baby, that you can't come in. Call up the mayor, baby, you can't come in. Call up the mayor, but you can't come in. Call up the mayor, but you can't come in. Baby, that you can't come in. Call up the judge, but you can't come in. Call up the judge, but you can't come in. Call up the judge, but you can't come in. Baby, baby, that you can't come in. I mean, I don't want you, you can't come in. I don't want you and you can't come in. I don't want you and you can't come in. Baby, that you can't come in.
That's it, Milton. Come on, take me down to this hair drag hop. We're gonna have some fun after all. We're gonna have some fun now.
Daddy, that made me feel so boogie woogie.
I know it, baby. It's gonna make you feel some other way too. Won't be very long now, baby. Say, you little girl over there with the black dress on. Come right away and stand up by me. I want to show you how to do that hair drag hop. Turn round. That's it. Now let's get it. Shake it. Shake it fast. That's just what I'm talking about. Baby, you're throwing your mess now. I thought you told me you didn't know how to do that fish tail. Now you're doing the head rag hop now. Kind of good like that, too. Somebody ought to knock a jug on this little head rag hop. They ought to knock a jug sometime, look like on this. Look out for the landlady. Give her a break. Baby, tight. I don't think it could be me. That's just what I'm talking about. Yeah. this is the way you do the boogie woogie. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Thank you. Everybody, get up off of that thing and shake your fat fanny. When I say hold it, I mean shake your fat fanny. Hold it. Shake your fat fanny. Shake that thing, girl. Shake it. Do it, Miss Mama. Do it. When I say hold it this time, I want everybody to walk into it. Walk into it like it's yours. Hold it. Walk into it. Walk into it, you boy. That's what I'm talking about. Do it, yeah. When I say hold it this time, I want everybody to snatch it on back. Bring it forward, snatch it on back. Hold it. Snatch it back. Snatch it on back. Bring it forward, snatch it back again. Hold it this time. I want everybody to gut it. Gut that thing. I mean, gut it. Hold it. All gut it. Gut it, gully low. Gut it like you live. Sister Bullbosom, you sure gut that thing. I say hold it this time. I want everybody to get up off it once more and shake your fat fanny. Hold it. Oh, shake your fat fanny. I mean, shake your fanny. Twirl that thing, guys. Twirl it. Wring it. Twist it a little bit. One more time. When I say hold it this time, I want everybody to sally long. Hold it. Oh, sally long. Sally long, your fanny girl. Sally that thing. Sally it. Shake your fat fanny. That's just what I'm talking about.
I'm so glad I'm 21 years old today.
so glad I'm 21 years old today. Lord, I'm so glad my baby can't treat me that way. Oh, babe, what you want for me to do? Oh, babe, what you want for me to do? Drive a coal wagon, babe, give all of my money to you. That's why I'm so glad I'm 21 years old today. Lord, I'm so glad my baby can't treat me that way. Oh, babe, don't play me for no fool. Oh, babe, don't play me for no fool. Lord, I ain't no plumber, I ain't nobody's tool. That's why I'm so glad I'm 21 years old today. But I'm so glad my baby can't treat me that way. I'll St. Louis to the river to the deep blue sea. From St. Louis to the river to the deep blue sea. Not your monkey ways, babe, don't take no facts on me. That's why I'm so glad I'm 21 years old today. Lord, I'm so glad my baby can't treat me that way. Oh, babe, don't make no fool of me. Oh, babe, don't make no fool of me. Lord, I'm 3 times 7, babe, why can't you see? That's why I'm so glad I'm 21 years old today. That's why I'm so glad I'm 21 years old today. But I'm 3 times 7, I'm going to have my way.
Stop, Papa, I'm going to yell. Don't stop that, Papa, I'm going to yell. Don't stop that, Papa, I'm going to yell. And if you yell, Mama, I'm going to give you hell. Bleed your mind, old babe. You got those Memphis vibes, got those Memphis vibes. Up she slipped and down she fell. Up she slipped and down she fell. Up she slipped and down she fell. Well, her mouth flew open like a country well. Bleach your mouth, old babe. You got those Memphis vibes, got those Memphis vibes. That icy train makes a mile a minute. That icy train makes a mile a minute. That icy train makes a mile a minute. This time tomorrow, Mama, I'll be sitting right in. Reach on my soul, babe. You got those Memphis vibes. I mean those Memphis vibes.
On my way to school. Early one morning, on my way to school. Early one morning, I broke my mother's rule. Maybe I don't see why I should. I'm all what you used to loving. Maybe I don't see why I should. But what you used to loving someone, someone don't mean you no good.
There's Montana Taylor rounding out a set. How many we have? Eight in all? Eight sides by blues pianists. Eight different pianists, by the way. And they were all on the Vocalion label. And they were all part of the Magpie Piano series, which was put out by Bruce Baston. Let's go to the top. We started with Pine Top Smith from January 1928 and the Jump Steady Blues. Then we listened to Bert M. Mays and You Can't Come In, October of 1928. We listened to Romeo Nelson and the Head Rag Hop, which was done in September of 1929, and they list him as doing the vocals on this, but it was not Romeo Nelson, it was Tampa Red who did the vocals, and it not only sounded like Tampa Red, if you look in the discography, they were both in the recording studio on this date, which I think was September 5th of 1929. Romeo Nelson, Head Rag Hop. Then Cow Cow Davenport from June 1929, the Slumgullion Stomp. We listened to Jim Clark and Fat Fanny Stomp from January 1923. We also listened to Joe Dean, very young guy when he did this. I'm so glad I'm 21 years old today. And this was done August 1930. He actually had a career as a pianist and was around for many years. He didn't die until 1981. He would have been, let's see, 73, 74, somewhere in there. And he actually did some other records. But this is, I think, the only one that he did that I can recall during the pre-war years. After that, Lee Green, who had many records as a friend of Roosevelt Sykes, he had at least two CDs worth that you can find on the document label. Lee Green plays the Memphis Fives from January of 1930. And we wrapped it up with Montana Taylor. His real name was Arthur. And his Jazzoo Boys, we had the Whoop and Holler Stomp from April of 1929. If you're just now joining us, if you're a blues piano fan, you've missed half of it at least. What we're doing this hour, let me explain again as I explained at the very beginning. We're listening to records in the Magpie Piano Series, which is out of the UK. Bruce Baston issued, I think it was somewhere around 20 LPs featuring, there were vocalists and there were other instrumentalists, but it featured mainly, it focused on blues piano players. And as I mentioned before, some of them were done by label, from Vocalion, Paramount, Brunswick had their own separate volumes. It also featured particular piano players, Leroy Carr and Walter Roland, and I think Little Brother Montgomery had a couple of volumes under his name. But they were all owned by blues record collector Francis Wilford Smith, who was also known as a cartoonist and a graphic artist, and he used to have every month a joke in Playboy magazine, you know, a little cartoon in Playboy magazine. I also understand, I was told this by Robert Dixon, who did the discography, that he regularly brought over blues pianists to work in the UK. And if I remember correctly, with the British Musicians Union, if you brought in a musician from the US to the UK, then the UK had to send somebody over to the United States. Those were their rules in the UK. But there was an exception made. You could have a piano player play as an intermission artist. If you weren't officially booked as the artist, but if you were on intermission only, then you could bring these guys over. And it was Robert Dixon who told me about seeing, he was supposed to pick up Little Brother Montgomery from the airport. Also, there's a picture of he and Roosevelt Sykes. And I wonder, he also, Francis Wilford Smith, had a landmark house, and he used to hold recording sessions with these pianists in his house. I wonder if any of those managed to get on to either LP or CD. It would be interesting to hear those. I think I remember a CD 4 or 5 years ago with various clips, but nothing extensive. Well, the second half of the hour, what's left of it, we're going to listen to recordings that were on the Paramount label. There's all sorts of all-stars here. To prove it, we'll start out with Little Brother Montgomery.
Rada, 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 mama, where you been so long? Now, rada, 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 Lord, where you been so long? I ain't no loving, mama says she been gone. And I hate to yell, the little Katie when she blows. Lord, I hate to yell, the little Katie when she blows. Puts me on a wonder, mama makes me wonder. I can't see no train, can't hear no whistle blow. Lord, I can't see no train, neither hear no whistle blow. Now it keeps me wondering, I'm the wonder to do. Now, mama, I ain't got no plum good rattle now. Lord, I ain't got no plum good rattle now. Now it seems like my rattle trying to quit me in it out. Now the big bell, the bell is ringing, and the little bell, that little tone. Lord, the big bell's ringing, the little bell, she's sally tone. Mama, I'm lonely, 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 a long, long way from home. Going to get up in the morning. Mama, I ain't gonna say a word. Gonna get up in the morning. I ain't gonna say a word. Gonna eat my breakfast and sweet to Hannesburg.
Closer. whipping that piano. Oh, whip it to a jelly. Oh, it's good like that. Oh, chaining now, chaining now. Oh, give me some gin now, because I'm getting hot.
I caught that train, Mary Bird.
Now let's get him to get off and fly on north. I mean, that day was right. You wasn't doing nothing but running hard or something like this. You got the quarter. You thought she'd blow that whistle again. She'd blow that whistle something like this. She's loafing now. Get off that train, but she's going too fast. I always set 1 foot on the ground. My heel like knocked my brains out. I always set both bars right tight and fell off. This is noise I made when I hit that ground. I'm rolling now. I got him wave my hand, told him goodbye. This way she's keep walking on in the East St. Louis.
Thank you. them great big bags off. She got great, she got whopping back. She got great, she got. She got great, she got whopping back. And every time she make my girl cry, and every time she tell she make my girl cry. Papa told me to say those big leg women gonna be the death of you. He said those big leg women gonna be the death of you. That's the reason I said that mama keep them big legs off me. Please, that mama keep them big legs off me. Oh, please, that mama keep them big legs off me. Oh, that mama keep them big legs off me. Keep them big. Said I'm gone away, mama, baby, don't you cry. I'm gone away, mama, don't you cry, Lord. I'm gone away, mama, please don't you cry. I'm gone away, mama, baby, don't you cry. I will be back by and by. I will tell you, please, that mama, keep them feelings over me.
We're gonna pitch a boogie right here. Let's boogie woogie now. somebody else in. That's Boogie Woogie.
There's Will Ezell and Pitchin' Boogie from September 1929. He was there, Blind Roosevelt Graves on guitar, his brother Leroy, I think, on a tambourine, Baby Jay on cornet, Will Ezell, who was the house pianist at Paramount, on piano. Rounds out our set. Quickly, we ran through Little Brother Montgomery, No Special Rider, September 1930, Blind Leroy Garnett and Chain 'em Down, from October 1929. We heard Charlie Spann, along with Blind Blake, Mississippi Blues, September of 1929. Then Wesley Wallace, talking about the train, number 29, November of 1929. We heard Charles Avery in the Dearborn Street Breakdown, October of 1929. And Jabbo Williams' Fat Mama Blues, May of 1930. That brought us around to Will Ezell. Those are all sides from a couple of volumes, Vocalion label and Paramount label, volume one, on the Magpie Piano series, put out by Francis Wilfred Smith. To wrap it up, this is sort of weird. Here's a guy who made a record, December 1927, the earliest one. He made a single side, really started the whole boogie-woogie craze, but he didn't make another record for 8 years. I'm talking about Meade Lux Lewis. He did this, Honky Tonk Train, December 1927. Next time he got into the studio was in November of 1935. Thank you.